The Peer Advantage Podcast, episode 301. Welcome inside the Yellow Studio. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host here, coming to you from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. The website is thepeeradvantage.com. Today, let's talk about safety and the right kind of emotional energy. And if that music doesn't give you energy, then, well, I just don't know what will. I hope everything is well in your world. Let's talk a little bit. Safety and encouragement. These are vital to our ability to grow, overcome adversity, battle whatever life is tossing our way. Here's a worthwhile daily admonishment. Are you ready? Help somebody feel safe today. Help somebody feel safe today. Now, the topic had its genesis over at my hobby podcast, LeaningTowardWisdom.com, which I have dubbed the project, I have dubbed it hashtag craving encouragement. The idea took form out of the professional conversations that I have with top-level leaders. I started asking CEOs and business owners to share with me a time when they were encouraged in a meaningful way, encouragement that made a positive difference in their lives. The startling result in every single instance was a story that went back years. Most of the stories went back to childhood, teenage years. Nobody, and I mean nobody, ever began their story with just the other day. And so the question then becomes, well, when was the last time you gave encouragement in a meaningful way? I don't mean an attaboy. I don't mean a pat on the back. I mean a true, genuine expression of belief in somebody. Because after all, that's what real encouragement is. And almost always, the person, they struggle. They struggle to remember the last time they really did that. Oh, they can remember a ton of times that they've attaboyed somebody. But in a professional setting, especially in a professional setting, people really struggle to remember a time that they really deeply expressed a belief in somebody. And yet, we all know what encouragement feels like. We all understand how valuable it is when we are the recipient. And I added the verb craving because it's what I have found we all do. We yearn for it. Why this? Why is this so elusive? Why don't we do this more often? One answer I have found is this notion of safety and emotional energy. There's no separating safety and emotional energy. They go hand in hand. Many of us are far more acquainted with how it feels to live under the threat of judgment and criticism and have to wrestle through the emotional drains that come with that. But judgment, that's easy. Compassion's hard. And compassion is what's required in order to deliver encouragement. Now, additionally, emotional energy being elevated, giving energy, adding to energy, it's hard. It's hard. Draining's easy. And so maybe it's that whole path of least resistance thing that's happening. We judge, we criticize, we drain energy because those are likely experiences that we have mostly received. Maybe these are the behaviors that have been modeled in front of us, and we've become experts at them, and now we're modeling them. Failing to pause long enough to just understand and realize, you know, there's got to be a better way. Emotional energy surrounds you, personally and professionally. It does all of us. You can't avoid it. It's there. Some of it is positive, some negative. Some emotional energy is achievement-oriented, and some of it is failure-oriented. Some emotional energy is healthy, and it fosters growth. Some is quite unhealthy, stunts growth. Who drains your energy? Who gives you energy? What drains your energy? What gives you energy? It's high time to come to terms with the security or the safety of your life and the energy in your life. And I'm talking about your life as a business owner, your life as a CEO, your life as a leader. It's time to face your life with the intention of making sure that you are surrounded by the right people who can deliver both safety and the right energy in your life. Now, it's been my experience that a person who provides safety for you also likely elevates your energy. Again, I have just found the two inseparable. As a business owner, it is especially urgent for you to be in touch with the truth and to avoid that whole emperor has no clothes problem that so plagues many leaders. To do that means you need the right people around you. People who may serve different roles for you, but people who, in their diversity, they share the common qualities of safety and energy giving. Now, this isn't some self-centered exercise in autocratic tyranny where you just live your life as though the whole world should bow to your every command. No, it begins with your leadership. It begins with your courage and your vulnerability to challenge yourself. Let me ask a big question. How can I become a person with whom others feel safe and energized? There's your question. I would challenge you to wrestle with that question. How can I become a person with whom others feel safe and energized? And while that question is directed at the man in the mirror, appropriately so, it really is the thrust of a bigger question. And that question is this: who can I help feel safe today? Who can I energize today? No, the rhetorical or the practical answer isn't everybody. Everybody. Now, listen, you are not going to make everybody that you contact, everybody that you know, everybody that you even have a relationship, you are not going to make them all feel safe. Some people are not going to trust you, and it may have nothing to do with you. It may have nothing to do with anything that you have said or anything that you have done. It may, but it may not. They simply just may choose to not trust you. Maybe it's because of your position or your title. Maybe it's because of your authority. Maybe it's because of your lack of position or title. Maybe it's because of your lack of authority. The point, it could be for a million different reasons over which you have no control, no influence, or very little control or influence. You know, it's a little bit like making every sale. You won't. Nobody does. Nobody makes every sale. Some people will buy. Some people won't. And it frankly isn't going to matter what you do. It's just how things go. So don't dwell on the failure. Move on. Find somebody willing to let you serve them as well as you can. It's a big, big world filled with a ton of people. And guess what? Every single one of them are craving encouragement. Now, not everybody's going to recognize it. Not everybody's going to come to terms with it. You've got plenty of people in your life to keep you busy for a very long time. We all do. By working to become such a person, you will learn how to better attract the right people. They will likely be people naturally bent that way or people working hard to become that way. It won't be somebody who just has no idea about it at all, no awareness of it at all, nor is it likely to be somebody who thinks in shallow, limited possibilities. No, it's likely to be the person who has enough selflessness to listen, to understand, and to grow themselves. Those people are best able to help you do the same. It's reciprocal. So today, I'm encouraging you to first give. Find ways to carefully look at the people in your life, professionally and personally. Figure out how you can increase their sense of safety. Make them feel safe enough to lean on you, to trust you more deeply, to believe. And not to believe it because, well, you're pulling the wool over their eyes, but to believe it because they understand and they know that you're genuine, you mean it, that you want the best outcome for them, and that you are confident enough to let them decide. No, they're not always going to decide the way that you might want them to, but it's not about living their life for them. That's judgment. It's about you helping them live their best life. Do that, and you are going to be unable to avoid amplifying the energy that you give them in their life. Once you prove yourself, they're going to want more. The experience is so extraordinary. People lean in to crave it more and more, and it will provide strength and depth to your leadership because, well, come on, we're all attracted to people who make us feel safe and who give us more energy. The rarity of these resources is your leadership edge, and it is enormous. But this is all one big chicken versus egg kind of a dilemma. Which comes first? My answer, both, and simultaneously. My conviction is that you can't just go looking for the right people to surround you without working at the same time to become a person that other people need. Give yourself to finding and delivering on it. Commit to it, not as a tactic, but as a way of life, a way of living. Make it a non-negotiable behavior every day that defines you. That's how you're going to make a bigger impact on the world. Certainly is how you're going to make a bigger impact on your business and your life. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com for the website. If you're interested in the Peer Advantage, go to thepeeradvantage.com. You can learn all the details there. My name is Randy Cantrell. I am your host, coming to you from Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. Greetings and welcome inside the Yellow Studio.